Welcome back to Ironing Out the Kinks podcast with Luke and Chelsea, talking all things kinky, sexy, naughty, and just generally fun.
Yeah,
that was that's your part of the intro then. Cool, all right, it's on me. So we're going to just dive straight in this week. Let's not lick it, let's just...
Do you know what I think we should say?
All right.
Guys, we have a website.
Okay, it's... what are people like DMing us stuff?
If you're after our nudes. No, we have a website. It's iotk.fun, F-U-N. And I think everyone should head over there and give us a fantasy or an embarrassing story or ask for some form of really non-educated advice from us.
The thing is, it's all... I'm sure there's people who listen who are like, oh, I could put something in there, but I don't want to be associated with it.
Mm.
It's anonymous.
Completely anonymous.
We're not going to look you up. We're not that invested.
You don't even have to leave any of your details. You just leave us your thing. Story.
Not your thing, but yeah. Okay.
Maybe we should put an upload feature on there so they can send us a cheeky little like
because we'll just get dick pics.
We will just get dick pics.
100% dick pics.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. Although if it sends more people over there, you can send Luke your dick pics.
Don't. I can't drown in a sea of dick again. That's too much for me. But we do appreciate a tit pic, but just not... There's a lot of dick pics out there. We had someone unsolicitedly sent us a dick pic on Instagram.
Yeah, and you went to town on them, not in the good way.
No, I just found their family members and forwarded it onto them. Fuck them, losers. Okay, right. So top 100 kinks. What have we got this week?
So we are starting off with... another one where it's not just one thing. So we got shibari and or tying up.
You love this.
I do quite enjoy it.
So you go into it. I understand the tying up, but shibari, I've seen it in an artistic form.
That's it. So it originally started off, believe it or not, as a Japanese torture method.
No.
Yeah. To restrain their captives.
What? You're going to make them come till they tell you what they want to hear?
Well, the thing with shibari is it's a lot to do with aesthetics and display of the body rather than the actual sexual side of it. And usually within shibari, they'll be in their underwear or naked. So I think that's where people could sexualize it.
Yeah.
And it is in a way because you're looking at the artistic form of the body. But that's where... just the general tying up's coming into this because you've got the just general tying up within the BDSM world as well. And then you'll have people who enjoy the artistic form of shibari, but also enjoy the sexualization side and everything that comes with it from being tied up.
There's a lot of like suspension in it.
Yeah.
Like as in act, not like you're building suspense, but as in like you get hung up.
Yeah.
That's what I've seen anyway. I'm no expert.
And I'm just thinking about the times where you've attempted to tie my arms and legs to the corners of the bed.
I can tie knots.
I know you can tie knots, but it's very difficult to restrain a body.
That's fighting you.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way.
So it, like the art form of it, I do definitely admire.
It's amazing. The thing for me is, you spoke about before about like, oh, we should go to like an event that hold it.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure one of the clubs that we sort of know about, they did a shibari event recently.
Okay.
We won't mention them because we need to speak to them to get permission to pick them up, basically.
Yeah.
But they did a shibari event. The thing for me is, it's a lot of fucking around beforehand. If I come in and I'm like, I'm going to tie you up now, the tying up can almost be a mood killer for me.
Right.
Like, I'm like, oh, come on. Oh, is that tight enough? Oh, no, you can move your hands. Fuck's sake. Okay. And then like, if you're talking about like, I'm guessing about 200 meters of rope.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking like 30 to 40 knots plus a hoist. Like, am I just getting workmen to bring it into the home? Like, all right, lads, yeah, we just need the hoist in the bedroom, please.
A solid beam in the
exactly.
ceiling.
Yeah, where's the good beams? I'll be up in the attic just checking. That's a lot. You almost need it. I don't know.
I know some
people find that like the sensual side of it, mm-hmm. like sexy. This is where I haven't studied it because it's...
Well, this is where they kind of land into two separate categories, but some people will like to just combine the two together. So somebody who does like spending hours tying someone up and then they also want to torture them will like shibari and the idea of the BDSM tie up, whereas you are solely BDSM tie up. Yeah. Fucking get them knots round there and and then,
do the stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But so on the flip side of the people getting tied up, there's several reasons why they might enjoy it. The main one is the being owned, being used, right, from the BDSM angle.
Yeah.
But there's some people that do it because they like the security of the rope. They like feeling secure, and feeling the pressure of the rope and the pull of rope on their body can actually intensify their orgasms.
Okay. Okay. I struggle with it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's, and this is not a problem, mm-hmm, but I feel like the people listening to this, we'll have more women saying like, oh, that sounds like a bit of me. Like, I want to feel it against my skin. Like, I want to feel the pressure. I want to feel like the secure. I want to feel like that tension. Whereas the men are like, okay, tying your legs spread now. There's some vagina. Great. Or, you know, so.
Well, think of it as something completely different, but from the pressure and pull side against the body and the intensifying of orgasms, think about when you, like, during sex, obviously, will strike someone or you'll strangle them. It's kind of like tied in similar together. It's that pressure, it's the tug, it's the pull of body parts. It's that like intensified excitement tool that you do.
But I don't need to take 2 hours to spank you. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm about the instant. I'm gonna do it now. Like, it's like me like cocking my hand, going downstairs, making a drink. Maybe chuck the Xbox on, have a couple of games, come back up. I'm halfway there now. Go out, go and fill up the car with some fuel, maybe, I don't know. Maybe cut the grass and then finish the spank. Like, I'm about it now. I'm not about the delay. I'm not about that.
It's
that
definitely
over-suspense.
Not
I feel
one
like it's
for impatient people.
Like me.
Like you. Yeah.
But you.
See, I would love the idea is, I, you know, 2 hours is a long time, but I'd love the idea of like 20 minutes. You focusing on properly tying my body parts up, making sure they're tight in certain places, you know, the suspense of you know putting the rope down my body and tickling parts of me as you go and tie it up, like that's a suspense builder for in my eyes, especially if I'm naked, especially if, you know, it brushes past my like pussy or like over my boobs or something. The idea of that, hoping it happening over 20 minutes and then the end result of it being me completely giving up all like movement to you for you to now do what you want to do to me. I personally
sound like
would
a really
like
selfish lover in this now. I'm absolutely not. If somebody wants to teach me or teach us Shibari, hit us up because we're down to learn. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely, when you put it like that, I'm like, yeah, that sounds like a great thing we could definitely do. I'd need to learn. It would frustrate me. And if I get something wrong, I get really frustrated.
Yeah. But you're good at knots.
Yeah, you say that. But the last couple of times I've tied you up, you have managed to slip out of it after like 15, 20 minutes, which is annoying.
Yeah.
Because then you have to stop what you're doing and go back and tie your ankles up again or whatever it is. But yeah, we need to be careful when we have people stay over. Because sometimes when we have people stay, they like use our bed.
Yeah.
And we have the rope harness like underneath the bed. And you can see like the four corners of rope sticking out.
I know,
out.
I've had to kick it under there a few times before people have come in.
My mum stayed in that bed.
I know.
She might have seen it.
No, I made sure.
Really?
Yeah, I kicked it under. Unless she looked under our bed.
I pulled it out of it. I was like, get eyes on that woman. See what we're doing here. I get it. I get the artistic side of it. Mm. I get the suspense. This is why I feel like it's more like the female listener or the females or the subs will be more likely to be like, yeah, and exactly what Chelsea's saying there. Whereas the stupid, small-minded men like me will be like, yeah, but when do I fuck? how long are we doing this till I fuck?
Yeah.
But no, yeah. Like I say, you want to teach us Shibari.
It could be similar though from like your point of view. You enjoy giving me a massage, right? I do note when you do massage me, you are trying to end it quickly so you can get to the fucking part because you get too excited and overstimulated.
You're casting aspersions on my character here. That's not true.
It's so true.
That's not true. I spend I do like 30 seconds an arm. Like,
do you think that's enough?
2 minutes on your back.
No.
20 minutes on each ass cheek. No.
But
I understand building that sensual experience.
You could still get something out of it as well. Like, you're still brushing past all my body parts that get you excited.
It is stimulating in that mindset. It's like giving a massage. It is stimulating to build that suspense and build that up. But the problem is, you're using that example. How many times have we tried to like make love, quote unquote, like quotes coming in? How many times have we tried to make love?
And it's never worked.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be like, yeah, just real soft and easy tonight. Just like kissing and stuff. 30 seconds later, I'm slapping you around. Yep, spitting in your mouth. You're like, yeah, shove a finger in my ass. Like all of this stuff happens. But no, I'm down to learn.
Cool.
We can get someone to teach us. I'd be keen for that.
I mean, we can sit in front of a YouTube video and do it.
That's not sexy.
How sexy is that?
No, that's not sexy. Imagine having somebody there, like taking you through it, like in an environment, completely removing yourself from the
then
norm
halfway
into this
through,
new environment.
We've got to sit there for 2 minutes to watch a Subway advert.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, YouTube's really doing it. Yeah, Amex is coming up whilst your like legs are half suspended. I'm there like trying to undo a knot that I fucked up. And then we're just watching someone spend like going to the Alps skiing on their Amex card. Jesus. Cool. All right. Well, I like that.
Cool. Something you want to try?
Yeah. We didn't really touch on tying up, but fuck that. Shibari was enough.
Well,
I like that.
Tying up is just literally, it is what it is. And
we can do, I reckon we do that another time. Cause I think that's different. I think that's more what I'm saying.
Yeah. Just a bodge job cowboy.
It's not
get
a
it
bodge
together.
Job. No, it's like a control. It's like, I've taken it away from you. You're mine now. Fight it. Do whatever you want, but you're mine now. Where Shibari is more about the art, more about the suspense,
it
more
is.
About the delivery of what you're actually doing with the rope rather than the end product of you being tied up, now you are mine.
But it really lends its hand, like the BDSM community have really taken it on.
Yeah, I noticed that. I have
like
seen
you,
that.
When you watch videos of, you know, the men sexually torturing women, their legs and arms and everything is usually Shibari, or they're suspended with Shibari and got a vibrator on their clit for like an hour while they're just crying. So it has been taken over from...
You love that.
I love it.
You love
it. It has been taken on by the BDSM community, big time.
And as always, if you want to try this stuff, I don't recommend, unless you've got like YouTube Pro, unless you're one of the five people in the world who actually got YouTube Pro, I don't recommend doing it YouTube. There's loads of events. Just Google the events. I know there are because of...
There's books.
Stuff we've got. Books, yeah, if you can read. but YouTube is basically just like visual books.
Yeah.
But no, if you want to do it, I think this should be quite an easy one for people to bring up. If you're the sub in the relationship or you want to be the person who's getting tied up, like, this is what I like. This is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Like I said, there are loads of events because of the places that we go to when we can and the people we follow and the things we see. I see a lot of it. I see a lot of it coming into quite mainstream stuff now.
Yeah.
Like you say, it was very BDSM. I see it much more like mainstream.
Well, you'll see it at like tattoo conventions and things like that as well, not just like sex stuff.
Yeah I've not been to a tattoo convention in years.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, thanks.
Moving on.
Yeah. Well, what are we doing next?
Right, so this is a really easy one and you can talk about this for us. Watching masturbating.
What is in I watch you or watch myself?
You or watch both? Or both, but more that you watch somebody do it.
You watch me masturbate though. Why do I need to talk about this?
No, as in like you what? Oh my God. Are you all right?
Not really. You gaslight me on this podcast. Every other day of the week, you're like lovely to me. And I don't understand something. You explain it really well. And then as soon as we're recording, as soon as we've got an audience, you're like, what an idiot. Come on.
So I mean it as in the enjoyment of watching someone masturbate.
Okay. All right. This will probably tell you when we recorded this, but I think it was yesterday, Billie Eilish did a interview with Rolling Stones where she said she likes to watch herself masturbate. Like her main tool of masturbation is using a mirror because it helps her empower herself with her body, where she'll have body image. And also she just finds it really sexy.
Okay.
So that's like watching yourself. That's why I wanted to clarify.
Right.
Because
I
remember that it came into my head.
I understand.
And yeah, so... With watching masturbation, I think it's the thing I've always enjoyed about it. The thing I always enjoy about when we talk about you being sort of, if you're going to be in a cuck scenario and you're in the corner and I'm having sex with somebody else and you're watching, I only enjoy doing that when I get to watch you and when we just watch each other. It's because I get to watch you do what you enjoy and I almost get to like educate myself on what you like.
Yeah.
That's probably the thing. And there's no one who can, I guess there is, but there's things that will know, nobody will be able to touch you the way that you can touch you. You know, people can turn you on more than you can probably turn yourself on, but just being able to do the strokes at exactly the right tempo, just being able to, you know, to bring yourself to whatever edge you're trying to get to, or all the way there, or whatever it is, in that moment, you're the only person who can communicate that efficiently to yourself.
Mm.
You know, if you're doing something to me, it's great because I don't know what's coming. You know, you're taking control of it. If you're going to give me head, or you're going to get on top and fuck me, you're in control of that. So I have to kind of be good with what you want to do.
Yeah.
But when it's just me, or when it's just you and I'm watching, I get to see you. This is really, really cringe. This is super cringe, but it's like watching like a symphony. Okay. But watching you play the instrument exactly how you want to play the instrument. And so watching you completely enhance that moment for yourself. And I get to do is just watch that like whole thing. It's different for us because we're like so in love with each other, like sickeningly, like pathetically. But I get to watch like the woman I love bring herself to like the best orgasm she can in that moment. You can also put that down to watching other people masturbate from a different point of view. So if it's like, if you're into just watching masturbation porn, that's because you're not meant to be there.
Yeah.
You're watching something that would normally be a private moment. Sex isn't private per se, because there's normally two of you, if not more. But masturbation is normally like that thing you do on your own, and you're suddenly included in this private moment. That for me is like such a turn on. And when you watch me, it's exactly that. It's like you're watching what I do when you're normally not there.
Mm.
But now you are here, you get to see it. You get to see exactly what I'm doing. You get to watch what it looks like for me. And that's like such a turn on.
Yeah.
So, because this is something we do. So something we enjoy doing.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I've never thought about it like that really, but you worded that really well. The what I enjoy watching you is because I know you're pleasing yourself exactly how you enjoy, or how you've learned is the best for you. And that's where you're going to have like a really good orgasm. And I enjoy watching that because you're in control of you, if that makes sense. Yeah, exactly what you said, just better put.
Cheers. With regards to like people doing this, I think this is something not a lot of people would do, because they either, you'll have people who associate masturbation as like either selfish in a relationship, or as like dirty, as like the wrong thing to do, because if you're horny, you should have sex with your partner. Sometimes you don't want to have sex. Sometimes you just want to do it at your pace. Sometimes
what you just said a second ago, sex is usually two people or more. So when you think about having sex with someone or getting sexy with someone, you're thinking of the two people or more relevant element. You're not thinking about doing the things together that you do alone.
Yeah, exactly. I think this is a real power move for women. If you're a geezer and you're listening to this, don't just whip your dick out in your partner's face and just start pulling it off. It's not sexy. I mean, there is elements to it for certain people, but if you're a woman and you've just got that urge, but you don't want to have sex, because sometimes sex can be like a long process. Yeah. So whatever it is, it can sometimes be challenging for some people. I know of women who will say like, I get horny, but I just don't want to have sex. I just don't want to deal with all of the aftermath. I don't want to deal with the, oh, I have to go and, you know, we have to go and get naked and go and do this thing.
It's like 20 minutes to half an hour. Whereas if you want to quickly come, you can make yourself come in 5 minutes and you're back to watching your TV program.
If you're having that kind of vibe, just say to your husband or your partner or whoever it is, don't touch. Just watch. Take control. Just say, just watch.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even need to get naked. Just like, expose yourself a little bit and just, or not even that, just put your hand down your trousers and do what you like. And I promise you.
Well, you don't have to expose yourself. Just watching someone have an orgasm's enjoyable.
There's a YouTube channel, little tangent.
Yeah.
There's a YouTube channel where women who write erotica and then they get like vibrators put inside them, like love eggs put inside them, and they'll have to read a passage of their book whilst basically having an orgasm. That's on YouTube.
I remember you made me watch it like one night drunk.
I'm pretty sure we had sex after that. Like it's...
But yeah, they're fully clothed.
Yeah. And I think a woman's orgasm is really, really sexy. That's why a lot of straight women all watch, you know, lesbian porn and watch other women come, because it's sexy. Women just have such a more elegant way of orgasm in my experience.
But a side note to that as well, women enjoy, like love men watching them orgasm, not in silence, but like the huffing and the moaning and... The showing that they're enjoying it.
Yeah.
So men, side note, women love it.
Yeah. And I mean, it might be a case of you start touching yourself. And I promise you, if you've never done it, watching your partner's expression as you're doing it is a fucking turn on.
Mm.
I I don't know who wouldn't want to. I think there's an element of some people with, like, if they don't want to have sex because of confidence or something like that, this is a great opportunity. Again, you don't have to expose yourself. Your hand can just go down your trousers and you can do what you want to do to yourself, and you make your partner watch, mm-hmm. you know. And if you're the partner, you can touch yourself as well.
You haven't just got to sit there and
mutual
watch.
Mutual masturbation, you know.
Something we enjoy doing quite a lot.
Yeah, we do. And it's just like you're experiencing exactly what you want in that moment together. Mm-hmm. So it's like an odd thing to describe. It's almost like it's better to do. It's definitely better to do. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, me too.
So yeah, I think we've fucking knocked that one out of the park.
Nice.
I'm going to have to listen back to what I said because I've completely deleted it from my brain. It sounded like it was good when it was coming out of my mouth.
It was good.
Yeah.
Right, naughty corner.
Oh, we're doing it in the normal order this week,
normal order this week, guys.
Sweet, okay. Well, I have no idea. I have no idea about any of this. You've kept me in the dark about all of this.
As always.
Yeah, but like the top 100 kinks I normally know about.
Oh, yeah, I didn't tell you.
Yeah, I've got no idea. I'm on the back foot.
All right, my girlfriend gives bad head.
Oh, no.
She's an amazing woman and I love her so much. She's pretty, smart, kind, and makes me a much better person. We also have a great sex life. Sometimes after sex, she can feel quite sore for a while after. She's very small and petite and I'm just a much bigger person than she is. This could be hours or days, just depends on how rough we got. But the issue is we both are really horny and sometimes when she's too sore, she will just give me a blowjob. It really does work for her and she loves it, but it's always pretty teethy and can't really fit much in her mouth. After a while, we kind of give up because I won't be able to finish. She always gets a bit upset, but will never admit it. And I feel horrible about it. Is there anything I can do without seeming like a massive asshole? We've been together for over 2 years and this has been constant. It's not a big deal for me, but I just feel bad.
Okay, first of all, what flex? Yeah, she gets sore. I'm pretty big. First of all, when I read that first thing, I thought it was just going to be a normal scenario and she's just shit at sucking dick.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've been there. And I've probably had like 3 good blowjobs in my life.
Yeah.
And multiple from you, but majority of people aren't great. Mm-hmm. But then hearing that, the reason and why, I think I've got a way around this.
Go on.
So, number one, it's the same old. You got to just communicate it. You just got to say, look, it's hard to fit in your mouth. And it kind of, like your teeth catch a little bit. It's not your fault. But what I really like, and again, maybe you don't, but I'm yet to meet a man, I don't know, I'm yet to meet a man who doesn't like this. Show her how you like kind of being like stroked and, you know, explain to her how good having your balls licked is.
Right.
Explain that. And like, if she enjoys it, and then she can just use her tongue.
Well, she sounds like she really enjoys giving him a blowjob, so there's no reason why she's
and
not going to enjoy
this. And they've got a fantastic
this.
Sex life, so they're like, it sounds like they're, and the fact that you mentioned about getting rough and stuff, it sounds like they're good and explorative with what they're doing. It's not something that they're just like, yep, we do missionary, and mm-hmm. it hurts, so sometimes she helps me out with a blowjob when I'm horny. Like, it sounds like she'll like it. Just that for me, I like, you giving me a blowjob is great, but what really gets me off is when you're like licking my balls or like, you know, really teasing my dick, but like doing stuff elsewhere with your tongue because the tongue's so soft. Mm-hmm. That's a real simple fix, but you got to explain that and you just got to like be really, really soft and understanding. And again, get her to listen to this and be like, look, I've got no problem with it at all. I just don't want you to be upset because I love you. And like,
yeah,
I want you to understand and be okay with this. If you said to me, like, when you give me head like that, it's uncomfortable because you're doing it like this and it just doesn't work. It's okay that it doesn't work, but it doesn't work. My main thing when I'm giving you head is I want it to feel good.
Yeah.
That's it. So hopefully, and I understand like people don't want to have their ego bruised. But.
No, but what I was going to say that, you know, they've been together a while. They've got a really good sex life. He sounds really sweet the way that he's described her and he's not had a bad word to say about her. So she must be equally as a nice person.
Sounds amazing. They both do.
It sounds to me, if you just said to her, like what you said, try it doing this, use your tongue a little bit more and try and not scrape your teeth.
Well, it like that, that makes it sound like she's the dickhead.
What I'm trying to get at here is they seem really nice. From what I've read about them, it doesn't sound like they struggle to communicate. So I don't think she would take it harshly. She seems like she's wanting to please him. Yeah. Therefore, some constructive feedback.
And she,
I really don't think it sounds like it's going to be an issue.
It's that thing of she can't have like penetrative sex. So in my mind, this is how I'm visualizing it. She's going down on him, getting turned on by him being turned on, and then touching herself like externally, just touching her clit or whatever, and she's getting enjoyment from it. So from her point of view, you want him to really enjoy it. But yeah, for me, it's like just do like taking control of it and being like, spit on it. Mm-hmm. That's it. Get it nice and wet. Now I want you to like really softly caress, but be like, don't be too much grip or whatever. And yeah, that's it. Lick my balls. That's it. And then that, if you do, you might not get something from that, but something around the realms of it. You don't always have to have a dick down the back of the throat for it to be a good blowjob. Good blowjob might just be like 3 or 4 licks and the rest just being some real good.
Well, what I was going to say here also is they sound like they're up for some stuff.
Okay. So one way of putting it.
Flip the script. Has he tried fucking her throat? Seeing if she'll be into that.
Nah, that's too teethy.
Too teethy. Is it too dangerous?
Dangerous.
Okay.
It's too dangerous.
To be fair, I do feel my teeth catching.
We do that. And like sometimes I have to be real careful with the angle.
Mm.
But yeah, it sounds like he's just got a big dick and she's a petite woman with a small mouth. Mm-hmm. That's what it sounds like. And that's an unavoidable thing. If you had a really small mouth and I tried to put an aubergine in your mouth, your teeth are going to hit it no matter what. You know what I mean? Like there's nothing you can do about that. So that would have been my recommendation personally. Nice. You're not an asshole. She sounds great. You just got to sort of explain it to her really, really softly, be really gentle and just be like, look, this is how it feels. And I love you doing it. I fucking love you doing it, but I think I'd prefer it like this. And then that can get like, she might be a little bit upset about that and be like, well, what do you mean? And then just get your dick out.
I don't think she will though, because like I can tell when my teeth have scraped against you. I'm sure she'll be able to tell a bit. I'm sure she'll be a bit like, oh, I can't get my whole mouth around this. Can't get it all the way in my mouth. So just talking about it and reassuring her that it's cool. I know you know it. I know it. So let's just work around it. So you're not stressing. You're not aching your jaw.
You're not flossing with my foreskin. I think if you're going to get to lick your balls, make sure you shave your balls. That's just courtesy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
That's just good courtesy. That's just fair. But yeah, that's a good one. Let us know if you hit us back up. We love updates. I fucking love updates anyway, because I'm a nosy little fucker.
Well, we do have a little one coming up in a moment. Yes. It's not an update, but it's a reach out.
Okay.
Anyway, my boyfriend and I have been together 3 years and I would say our sex lives have been wild up until recently. He met up with his ex-girlfriend without telling me and since then it's been all downhill. I catch him watching porn alone all the time and then saw he'd printed out anime porn. He even had my friend's sexy photos saved to his phone as well as his past exes. Yes, there's more than one of them. I mean, if he wanted to get fucked, the real pussy was here, right? I don't know how to get our connection back physically and emotionally. We brought a vibrator together for bedroom fun to realize he'd been using it on himself while watching porn, and I'm really starting to feel like I'm becoming a third wheel to his addiction. The vibrator is now broken and no longer in use, as well as the lube we brought for anal, which we never used on me, but it's now finished. # in need of help.
Jesus Christ.
I want to say something here.
You go.
On one of the points that she made. He met up with his ex-girlfriend without telling her. He's even had her friend's sexy photo saved his phone as well as past exes. I'm just going to take that there, regardless of everything else, and say everyone has different levels of cheating. To me, that's emotional cheating. If I had found out that you had done any of them three things, I'd class that as cheating. And if I was to stay with you off the back of that and things in our relationship hadn't improved and this stuff was still happening, I'd be a catalyst to your bad behavior.
Yeah.
No, so I'm just going to point that out for her, because it's hard sometimes when you love someone, when you've been with them for a lot of years, you don't want to think you've wasted your time that you've just spent with them trying to build a relationship. So you kind of get shit fogged goggles and look past them things. But to me and to a lot of people, that's emotional cheating.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's just what I'm going to say on them points there.
I think
I wouldn't say he has, from the way that she's worded this, I wouldn't say he has a porn addiction.
Well,
I'd say he's checked out.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought when she said addiction, I thought maybe she's not like letting on to everything. It was like, he's always watching porn. And like, I've known people that will wake up in the morning and put porn on and get ready for work whilst porn's on. And then they'll go to work and on their phone, anytime they can, they'll look at porn. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can, but this motherfucker's waving more red flags than a fucking Chinese communist parade. Exactly like you said, meeting up with an ex without telling you. As soon as you said that, I was like, what the fuck? Mm. Then you've got sexy pictures of your friends plus his multiple exes. Then, like, the whole, like,
it all masturbation, screams disrespect.
The whole, like, masturbation thing is what it is, but the fact that it's completely been removed from her tells me exactly what you said. He's checked out. He sounds like the kind of person who all he wants is what he can't have.
Mm.
She moved on from him. I guarantee he'd be crawling back.
Yeah.
Because all he wants is what he can't have. That's why he's looking at porn. That's why he's like watching a lot of porn. That's why he's looking at her friends. Probably doesn't want to fuck her friends necessarily. He's not like, oh, I've got a connection with this person. It's just, oh, that's the thing I'm not meant to have. Therefore, I want it.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a stab and say this kid's an only child.
Okay.
You know, because he just wants it. He wants it all. And yeah, it's...
So something
that's just unhealthy. There's a whole element of unhealthy relationship there. And the fact that she stuck around this long is amazing. The fact that she's reached out for help is amazing. But yeah.
So they've been together for 3 years, which, you know, is a really good amount of time. And from personal experience of friends that have gone through this and myself, when a ball is dropped in a relationship when you've been together for such a long time, it's a really common occurrence for then several balls to keep dropping until the relationship either, it goes one way or the other. You either, him sort his shit out and realise what he's jeopardising, or the balls will keep dropping until you're at a point where you're emotionally exhausted and you're like, I can't do this anymore.
If you allow him to.
Exactly.
Which it sounds like it sounds like she's probably brought this up with him and he's just not bothered. He broke a vibrator. We've got multiple sex toys and some of them you've owned for a long time.
I've only ever broke one. Well, and it's not even broke, it's just dying.
Yeah.
The electrics have gone in there.
Yeah. It just got too wet. But
I don't like, we've done this quite a few times on advice questions now.
I know where we're going.
And I don't like saying it, but I just, like I say every time when we get to this, if this was my friend asking for this advice, I'd be really black and white and cutthroat and say he sounds like he's being an arsehole. You don't deserve that. And what do you do in these situations? Well, unless he does a complete 180. Is it 180?
Yep, 180 is right. That's
I always get confused with him. Unless he does a complete 180, you don't deserve this. You deserve better.
I feel like there are times in people's lives where they expose them true, their true selves. Mm. One thing of like making a mistake, fucking up something. But this is not even a domino effect. This is just, yeah, I'll do that. Oh, and I'll do that. Oh, and fuck you, I'll do that.
Yeah. They don't have the balls to break off a relationship
it so bad that you break up with them.
So they just fucking...
Some men are cowards.
It happens so often. So it depends on what you want to do with this going forward with him or not. And what he has the capability of wanting to do as well. Because if he's showing absolute fuck all willingness, I think that gives you your answer of where this is going.
The thing is, there's two things I'd say. Number one, you think like, I don't want to waste 3 years. Wasting 3 years is better than wasting 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not a waste. You've learned.
But I think for girls, it's like for females, it's a really you're so much more emotionally invested than a lot of men are in relationships. Yeah. So for a man, it's easy to say, well, I'd rather waste 3 than 10. But for a woman, a lot of us are just really hoping that it's going to work. It's going to work. I've invested a lot of time into this. All my emotions are in it. This person's, you know, my entire being and world. So it is quite hard to let go, which is why a lot of women put up with shit.
Yeah, but you're not walking away from it with absolutely nothing. You're walking away from it with lessons.
Oh, of course.
You're walking away from it with the ability to identify what you feel like you're worth and deserve, and the ability to identify what somebody's doing that is not right for you, which is that's massive. Some people will never have that.
Yeah.
I've got friends who like got together at 16 and they're still together now in their 30s. You know, that's great for them. That's amazing. But some people will never know what it is to understand their true worth, you know, and they'll never quite know. It's that old Daniel Sloss thing of like, if you only love yourself 70% and somebody then only loves you 70%, you think they're giving you 100% when actually they're not. You've got to learn to love yourself the most in order to understand what you're worth. The second thing I say is, could you see yourself marrying this person? Is this somebody that you're going to raise kids with and have a family and like do all of these life things with?
Can you put your entire trust in this person?
I would fucking say no, but that's because I'm black and white.
Yeah.
I think he sounds like a kid. He sounds like a juvenile.
Unfortunately.
But yeah, so.
Sorry if Chelsea's, that's not what you was asking
nah, Chelsea's
for.
Much nicer about it. And she's like, you know, see what he can do. My advice is fuck him off.
Well, the thing
find
is,
someone better. Find what you deserve.
There are instances, very rare, where people do completely change it and they become a different person because they were scared of losing what they didn't want to lose. So that's why I always say, like,
yeah, but how's he?
Does he have the capability of doing that?
He'll never feel the fear until it happens.
This is true.
So it's got to happen. And then if he can prove his behavior later on, all right, cool, that's great. You guys have worked it out. But if you stay there standing, always threatening, I'm going to go away soon. I'm going to go away. It's like a kid.
Boy,
you keep saying
wolf.
To him, I'm going to tell you off soon if you keep doing it. They're just going to keep pushing. Mm. And then when it happens and they get told off, they're like, oh shit, I don't want that ever again. Or he might just be one of those losers who just disappears into the abyss and you never really see him again. You know, that's just how some people are. But it sounds to me like you're better than that.
Yeah.
So yeah, good luck.
That was so aggressive to end that on.
Sorry, I just got really... when you said about it being one of your friends, I was thinking about it being one of my friends. And I was like, yeah, I'll tell her that. No, she fucking shouldn't deal with this. So yeah, right, okay, what's next?
Right, slippery when wet.
Which is?
So it's kind of like turning into confessions a little bit, but it's fantasy, so fantasy is a confession.
We're going to change the name.
We're changing up our segments soon
anyway. We are changing up our segments soon.
Anyway, hi guys, just heard you call out my Tri-Nation story.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I thought I would send through another story that relates. Oh god, I should have vetted this guy. I remember he didn't write well last time.
He didn't do well last time, no.
Story that relates to a lot of what you guys chat about. The South African girl that was friends with benefits was also bisexual, and we used to hook up from time to time with couples and single women. I also had managed to hook after with another lass who was Scottish, and she kept telling me that she wanted to experiment with another woman. Of course, I told her I just happened to know of a woman that could help her out. Suffice to say, it was probably one of the best nights of my life. Sat naked on the Scottish girl's sofa with an enormous erection, a glass of whiskey in one hand and a cigarette in the other, while two girls were 69 and on the rug in front of me. A lot more interconnected activity ensured that night between the three of us. Just wanted to let Luke know. That's how he's worded it.
Okay. Does he not use grammar?
Maybe a bit too much.
Okay.
Just wanted to let Luke know that my 10 years in London didn't consist of me shagging only Aussies, Kiwis and Saffers. Please don't mention rugby again. Keep up the stellar pod.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the rugby a lot. I've been there. Where he has been, that sitting there, massive hard on, watching two women 69, I've been there.
Uh-huh.
And it's like you wish that someone was making a film about your life in that moment. You wish that someone was there with a camera so you could just like turn and look at it like Jim from The Office and just be like,
nod.
This is happening to me. And like, I have friends who listen to this. And they'll say to me like, hey, the stuff you guys do is the dream. It's the dream. And I'm like, I know. I'm aware of it. This geezer, he's aware of it.
Yeah.
He is aware of how just all it is. And yeah, it's the best feeling in the world. I'm right there with him.
Cool.
What a guy. I feel like we'd get boozy together.
I think you would as well. And then argue about the rugby.
And then, yeah, we'd have fun.
Right.
Another one?
There's one more.
Confession or?
Confession.
Cool.
I regularly fantasize about my significant other's sister after a few jars in town. She does too. The sister's also not innocent either, but we won't tell her and she doesn't speak about it to us. What would you do?
I feel like I've just read the Da Vinci Code backwards. So I'm taking it as a man by the sounds of it.
I'm assuming.
He fantasizes about his missus's sister.
And she does back.
And she fantasizes, so his partner fantasizes about him and her sister too. That's how that read.
Okay, I read it as the sister does it back. So they both think about each other.
But he's saying the sister's not innocent either. Do you see what I mean?
Oh!
The shock on your face. We need the cameras back up and running.
So, oh dear.
That's...
This is incest.
I'm going to say this is hot. So the way I see this, and please write in again with a better description.
Both misses both fantasize about her sister.
No, I don't think the his partner's fantasizing about her sister. I think your partner's fantasizing about him fucking the sister.
Got ya.
May be completely off. You may have just written this like a moron, but this is how we're taking it. So
the sister's also not innocent either. But we won't tell her and she doesn't speak about it to us. This is so cryptic. Please, can you send us more information?
Yeah, we need more. Everyone that's going to listen to this is going to need more. We'll wait for you to come back to us because that's... I can see her eyes rolling back in her head. Not in the good way. Okay? You give us more
but
than
what
you've
given us. But
we
won't tell her and she doesn't speak about it to us.
I feel like we're in an escape room.
Oh my God. If anyone's listening as well and can decipher this better than us, please just... send us a message.
Yeah, we'll deal with it next week. Jesus, we're sorry.
No, not sorry. That's got me on... I'm not going to be able to sleep
tonight.
Are you
turned on?
No, I'm excited.
Right.
Oops, wrong hole.
Right, let's get the funny shit in.
All right. I was at a coffee shop when I was 17 and had met this girl that was really cute, who also worked there, but she was 19. As anyone who was once a teenager knows, this means she's way out of your league. Okay. Fast forward a couple of months and many, many hours of flirting with her. She invites me to a party she's having. This is it. This is my in. I get to the party. We're having a good time. She eventually invites me up to her room. Her parents are out of town. Being a virgin at the time, I was so damn nervous, but this was what I worked so hard to get. This beautiful woman thought I was attractive and wanted to have sex with me. We get to the room and she tells me that she likes being handcuffed and had a pair hidden away in her closet.
You are in for a bad time. She knows what she wants and you've never even been inside vagina.
Of course, I played it cool and obliged, pretending I knew exactly what I was doing. After she's cuffed, she says the magic words, "Do whatever you want to me." I hadn't thought this far ahead and completely overthought what it means to be sexy to a woman during times like this. Obviously at this point I had watched porn before and figured, okay, she either wants anal or for me to be rough.
That's it, those are the only two.
No, in
this is the desensitization of the youth with porn.
But I want to give my dream girl an experience she'll never forget, so instead of having any type of normal sex, I decide the best way to be as sexy as possible is to get on top of her back. She was on her stomach. Put my penis between her cuffed hands and basically give myself a really shit hang job. I orgasmed all in her hair and up her back. Needless to say, it was a missed opportunity. She got up, was frustrated I'd came in her hair, didn't even bother to get her off, and she took a shower. I was still technically a virgin. 10 years later, I cringe anytime I think of how bad that must have been for her.
Oh no.
He had such a great opportunity.
He had the best opportunity to lose his virginity. I'm still technically a virgin. Yeah, you were. You fucked someone's hand. That's... Oh my God.
And he says he put in hours of craft to get to this point.
There was so much going through my head of what he's going to do. I thought he's just going to piss on her or something. At one point, I was like, is he just going to piss on her face? Oh, I can't deal with that.
Oh, bless
do you
him.
Understand? And I don't know what it's like for teenage girls. But when you're a teenage boy, the hormones are, you don't understand. Like, I remember, like, I would see, I don't know, fucking Celine Dion or something on Top of the Pops, and my dick would just be like, yeah. Yep. Yep. And Tina Turner comes on and I'm like, oh, yeah. I was listening to Celine
Dion all morning.
Were you? Yeah. But I'm telling you, like, anything. We used to talk about it in school. We'd be like, oh, that PE teacher who was like, no offense if you're listening, but bang average. You'd just be the horniest people.
Yeah.
To then get a 19-year-old, as he says, out of your league because you can't even drink yet. You're not even old enough to take her for a drink. You can't even go into a pub. You probably, your voice hasn't long broken. She wants tying up with handcuffs. Do what you want with me. And she's on her front. So she's basically like, eat my ass. And you just go, yep, I know exactly what you want. And he came so hard, it went all the way up her back and in her hair. My man, you, bless honestly, him. That and that whole thing of like, I've seen porn, so I know what women want. Yeah, that's such a young person's perspective. God, but thank you for that. That was so much going through my head. At one point, I thought he was going to release wildlife into the room or something like that. There was fucking all sorts going through my head. That's mental.
Right, next one. So back when I was in school, I had this girlfriend and we had sex almost every time we hung out.
Oh, you're cool.
It was great and all, but things were starting to get boring. One day in my father's basement, we were going at it doggy style when she randomly asked me to put it in her butt. I do so as soon as she got comfortable. I pull her back as I lay forcing a reverse cowgirl.
Yeah, I get it.
And I go to town. Finally, I can't hold it in anymore. I let go. I notice her legs shaking as I slowly lift her off me. But when something warm hits my stomach, oh, no. I thought it was either her or my cum. But then the smell came. I guess she couldn't hang on any longer. I wash and then take her home. During the drive, you can see the embarrassment on her face. I kept telling her shit happens, but she didn't like that phrase.
when you said basement, I was like, who's your dad? Joseph Fritzl. Like, what's going on? But that's because we don't have many basements in the UK.
No.
But
we always get these like anal stories gone wrong.
Did he say they were in high school?
He just said they're in school.
In school. So I'm guessing
in
like
high school, yeah.
I'm guessing like American though to be driving.
Yeah.
And you're having sex. We just talked about teenagers being horny as fuck. You're having sex all the time and it gets boring. It gets boring as a teenager having sex all the time. Nah, shut up. That's mental.
But this is probably like, there's always the poop dick stories.
Yeah.
But this has fell on his chest as she's lifted up. It's fell on him. It usually falls on the bed or it's covered on someone's dick.
That's the situation he put himself in. And that's, a young person's perspective. I've just done anal. Her perspective as well of like, I don't need to prep, just stick it in my ass. I don't think I need a shit. And then he's done the stupidest thing ever, which is just lifting her off on over him. We all know that you have to like be on top and get out of that way just in case. Gravity's not going to help this situation.
Bless.
Oh my God. Poor maid.
Right, last one. I was at a party in my second year of uni where I met a girl with a lovely smile and kinky eyes. As the night progressed, we started chatting, got a little touchy, and we both knew quite fast that if the evening played out in our favour, we'll end up in bed together. Fast forward to midnight when everyone at the party decides to go to the club. The girl I've spent the last few hours with took me aside as I was putting my clothes on. Oh, okay. They're getting changed to go to the club?
I guess so.
Yeah. She suggested that we let the others go and run down two floors in the apartment building to her flat. Without hesitation, I just nodded and we continued out in the corridor. Limping with one shoe on, I imagined how the upcoming hour would plan out, but I was so wrong. Our clothes came off instantly when we entered the apartment and she asked if I could use her pink realistic sized dildo on her during foreplay. I didn't think much of it and multitasked with the dildo while getting my genitals polished standing by her side. After a 20-minute session of pure pounding without feeling a hint of soon I'll be climaxing, I nearly gave up. This is the usual problem of mine when I've been drinking. She read my face and asked if I wanted a blowjob to finish things off, and of course I accepted this kind offer. So polite.
So polite.
She fell on her knees in front of me and I felt a finger in my bum hole to the oral masterclass.
I knew where this was going.
I'm not anti-bum action, so I followed along, but it didn't really help me getting any closer to an orgasm. Eventually, she pulled the finger out, and it was at that moment I got the sensational feeling that you get just before orgasming him. Because I'm an inning. She upped the speed, and I closed my eyes, concentrating on the feeling of being pleased. I was a few moments from reaching the tip of the iceberg when I feel a sudden horrible pain in my rectum.
Yep.
I fell down to the floor screaming, and that's when I saw the cause of the pain. She had taken the dildo I previously used on her and aimed it at my butthole as I was about to come, thinking that this was a desirable thing. She seemed very sorry afterwards when she saw the pain and the furiousness on my face. I just left the apartment limping once again.
I mean, we spoke about this. We spoke about the consent. Don't just ram something up someone's ass.
I mean, finger is something you can play with.
Finger's okay.
You'll get a tap on the arm if you don't want it.
But just ramming a realistic pink dildo.
No lube.
No lube? No, just from her juices that are probably dried by now.
Such a violation.
Honestly. And the fact that he was just about to come, if you weren't that close and it happened, you'd be still pissed off, but like, oh, I probably wasn't going to come anyway. But the fact that you were on the cusp of an orgasm, that's like being on the cusp of a sneeze.
He'd done 20 minutes of pounding, followed by a blowjob that wasn't quite getting him in there, with a bit of fingering of the arsehole, thinking, I ain't going to come. So this has been a long time for him to get to this point, and he's just about to do it.
That's telling me that dildo is bone dry. That is bone dry. Oh, mate, I feel so sorry for you. Yeah. And the thing is, I'll probably put him off our stuff, you know? I spoke about this last week. It's great. Right. I found all of those, I normally find them funny. I found all of them horrifying.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about this one? This is just a one-liner. I wasn't going to add it because it's one-liner, but let's see. Then. I passed out going down on a girl, woke up, lost, nose deep in vagina.
That's a great way to pass out. That's how I hope to die.
I know.
That's exactly how I hope to die. Right. How can people follow us and why should they follow us?
You should follow us because we would like you to.
That's literally it.
That's it.
And simple, you get to see our faces.
You do.
Because we haven't recorded in a little bit for different reasons. But we will start recording, like, because, as in we won't film.
Because I have a spot on my forehead.
That's gone now, though.
It's kind of there still.
No, it's because it's late and we haven't set it up and we need to get this done so we can edit and make sure it's on time for you sexy motherfuckers.
Cool. So Instagram, Facebook, TikTok.
And YouTube.
All one word, ironing out the kinks.
Oh, someone actually hit me up on Reddit, actually. Someone hit me up on our Reddit and was like, oh, I'm going to, oh, my Reddit's on porn, shocker. and they were like, oh, I'm going to submit something soon. So I need to get back on that.
Sexy.
So follow us on the socials. We are going to be, if you do already follow us on socials, you'll realize we've been quite quiet, but we are going to be getting that back in. So if you think you've got something that you want to submit to us, and remember, you don't have to put your name, don't have to put any details, don't have to put anything. iotk.fun. iotk.fun. Submit it in there. If it's good, we'll get it out of there. If you need some advice, we're the people for you. And yeah, that's it. You got anything else to add?
No.
All right, that's it then, yeah. I'll do the intro. I'll do the outro. I speak most on this. It's bullshit.
You wanted a platform that you could speak to people. You love the sound of your own voice. That's why you talk for hours at people.
Again, gaslighting me and being just mean to me.
I feel like if anyone's listening to this and knows Luke, you'll know what I'm talking about. You have a lot of great things to say, though.
That one bit in there today was the one.
Yeah, that you can't remember.
The 19 episodes that we've recorded, that was the one bit. Yeah, and it was like I became someone else. I blacked out and just like somebody else took over my body and said something worthwhile. Follow us, subscribe, like it, do all the things that we want you to do because it helps us out and it's really fucking cool. But yeah, we'll see you all next week.
See you then. Bye.
Bye.